The New York Times just published its best books of the year list. So did the Wall Street Journal and The Economist and BuzzFeed. I'm Anne Strainchamps, and I know because I read them all. The annual year-end list has become a media ritual. It's where you go if you're looking for gift ideas or wondering what you missed. And there is actually something kind of nice about wrapping up the year by remembering all the good stuff. Today, that's what we're doing. It's the best of our knowledge, so to speak. So each of our producers picked one story or interview they did this year to share with you, something that really stayed with them. Raymond Tangekar chose a story with some personal significance. Raymond grew up Muslim, and 2016 was a rough year for American Muslims. So Raymond went back to his hometown, Chicago, and he brought us this story. It's about a small Muslim community and their struggle to build a mosque.
My name is Malik Bialy. I'm the CEO of MPI Media Group, and I'm one of the original founders of the Prayer Center of Orland Park with Dr. Krad.
My name is Muhammad Krad, K-R-A-D. We like in our religion to really walk to a mosque, I mean, practically. So the closer you are, the easier for you to make your prayer.
We used to go pray in, there was a mosque in Frankfurt and the one in Bridgeview. And when I used to go to Bridgeview, it would take a half hour to get there. The prayer's a half hour, so 2 hours out of the day were used up.
Since there is like 5 daily prayer, and if you want to try to make some of it, you need close proximity.
Everybody kind of realized that there should be another mosque somewhere in the middle between those two areas. So that's why when Dr. Krad approached me with if I could help him, I was very happy to do so.
Yeah, when I went to his office and I showed him the blueprint, then, you know, we came driving and I brought him to see the land in reality, you know. And the land was a big forest, a lot of trees.
It was a jungle. There was nothing but weeds and bushes and everything wild. And I remember it was a hot day and the mosquitoes were deadly. I came home and I said, I'm never going to forgive you for that. That really was the first impression that's still fresh in my head.
And then the relationship stayed superficial until, you know, we went to build this mosque and then we moved ahead.
Orland Park requires for any new kind of zoning change or building requirement to go through 3 hearings that you have to do, and they're spaced a month apart. The first hearing kind of went smoothly. There may have been a couple of people that objected, but it wasn't, you know, very mild objections. Stage 2 was the next hearing. By then, there was more vocal opposition. Again, I want to emphasize that it was this very, very small percentage of the people that were objecting. The third hearing got kind of really ugly. That's when a lot more people came in force, and it seemed like the objections were a little more organized, and they started bringing up things that were happening in the Middle East and beheadings and things like that. Some of the people were bringing that up.
We don't hate you. We have no ill remorse for you. I think what happens today is that because what's going on in America, and because our boys are losing their lives every day.
Yeah, I was there for the whole time, 3 hearings, and the last one, 2, which was the longest. But, moving with project like this, you expect some opposition in any community.
Now, we have no idea who the terrorists are or who they are not. And I'm sure you, all you men up here, are just as confused as I am, just like they were confused when Pearl Harbor was bombed. Nobody knew who the bad Japs were and who the good Japs were. We do not know. That's the fear that we have.
It really was disappointing. Being born here and my kids being here and all that, that's the first time I actually ever witnessed kind of where I would think there's some kind of prejudice or whatever. But again, I did not take it personal. I just looked at it as people just having fear of the unknown.
And to those who call us ignorant, I have the Quran right here in my hand. And here, if you turn to Sirah 9:5, this is their book. Slay the idolaters wherever you find them. Arrest them, besiege them, and lie in ambush for them. Am I ignorant?
So people have concern, and they voice their concern. So we just sat down. We heard a lot of unpleasant, you know, statement and untrue and But that's okay. They expressed their opinion, and we didn't. Basically, we decided not to respond to any of it. You know, that's what our plan is, not to respond to any of it.
You have to make a decision. You will accept this mosque, or you will say no. I don't need anything backing me up, but the people in this room are against this. It is against what Orland Park is about.
Human beings are the same. Everybody entitled to worship his own belief, according to his own belief. And everybody entitled to have a place of worship in his own neighborhood. That's the way it is, you know.
I mean, people vented and all that kind of stuff, but ultimately they voted the proper way. We got full approval for us to proceed with the project.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
After we have that approval of the to build the mosque, then obviously we have ground opening ceremony, you know, and that was probably the most memorable part of the construction. It was a beautiful morning. You know, it's a great success. The mosque is full on Friday, and it's been a great experience. But our focus is the next generation, basically. There is no question about it.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
We are Americans. I was born here. My future is here. My success came from here. This is our community. Nobody could tell me I don't belong here because I know I do. With the exception of a minor incident that happened in the 10 years, it's been nothing but positive things. I honestly can't think of anything negative other than that.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but people constantly ask me about the opposition people that we face to the mosque. And it's not really a big deal. It's not. I mean, we are grateful. Most of the people around us are great people. It is natural when you build a project like this that you have opposition. It's natural. And it's natural with the greatest men ever. Abraham was opposed by his own family and his father. Jesus Christ was opposed by his own tribes. The Prophet Muhammad was opposed by his own family, his own city, people who speak his own language. So people should not be worried about opposition if they follow the footsteps and if they have a good message. If everything is so peaceful, quiet, you have no opposition to what you are doing good, check your message.
Malik Ali and Mohammed Krad co-founded the Orland Park Islamic Center. It's celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Raymond Tangakar produced their story with help from Monique Parsons.